Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, we're starting to think about spring and summer, and water safety comes to mind, as it does if you have a pool, or if you go to lake houses, or if you're swimming at the beach, or really anything, because at that time of year when kids start swimming around and being around water, as a parent, you know, if you're anything like me, that's one of the biggest worries. It's so much fun for children. And yet we have to really know the safety things to think about, because, you know, it can happen very, very quickly. My guest is Dr. Ari Brown. She's author of the Baby 411 Parenting Book Series and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Brown, speak about water safety. It's really one of the most ominous hazards our child can encounter. Speak about what parents need to know right now with water safety.
Wow. Yeah. It is something to really think about in this season, because you have an opportunity to do some swim lessons before the really warm weather sets in and your kids want to be out in the pool with all their other friends, and we all want to get cooled off from being hot. So now is a great time to put your child in swim lessons. If you haven't been in swim lessons before, or even if your child has, it's good to take a refresher course. And the other thing to think about right now is for mom and dad to take a CPR course, because it's so important to be able to do something should the unexpected happen. And we know that seconds count when it comes to drowning. So these are things you can be thinking about right now.
Okay, so and in CPR courses, if parents are going to take them, that's a great idea. Do they teach drowning and water safety?
Sure, they do. And like I say, you know, it's something that even if you've taken a course before, it's good to do a refresher course every 2 years. And when you're in an unexpected situation, I mean, you think, oh my gosh, am I going to remember, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know what? Even if you're panicking, if you've learned some of the basics, you will have some idea what to do. And then obviously you're going to call 911 and you always want to have access to a phone when you're outside near a pool so that you can do that as well.
Do life jackets, let's just kind of start with lakes. Do life jackets work? Do they make you not have to, you know, do they make you feel safer, or are there still risks? Because I've heard some parents say, oh, they're wearing a life jacket, it's fine.
Yeah, so there are life jackets, and then there are things that I would call inflatables, which are not really life jackets. And so water wings and inner tubes and noodles are not acceptable as far as keeping your child protected. That's first to know. And if you are out on open water, you do need to have a child wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved safety life jacket. And even if a child who can swim, it's a good idea to have that life jacket on, because again, it's gonna save your child, and seconds count. And so you always want to be watching your child too. And we're going to talk about being a good water guardian, but wearing a life jacket is one layer of protection.
You know what? It's not even an option when I'm with my kids and we're out on a boat. I don't care, you know, even if they're 16, you have to put a life jacket on. I wear one when I'm out in very deep water because it's just, you just don't want to be a statistic. So speak about being that guard, you know, because when I'm sitting there and I know my kids are in the water, I'm wearing a life jacket in case I have to jump in.
Right. So, you know, when we talk about water safety, we talk about layers of protection. And so it's not, you know, it's not enough to just have your kid wear a life jacket. It's not enough for you just to be a water guardian. And when you are being a water guardian, be sure that you're not distracted. So I mentioned having a phone nearby. Well, yeah, have that phone nearby, but don't be using it, okay? You don't want to be talking on your cell phone or looking at a text or looking at your email or your Facebook page. You need to be looking at your child. That is an important duty. When your child is in the water, you cannot be distracted. And even if your child can swim, or even if you can swim, as you mentioned, you need to make sure that you take water seriously, because many people who end up drowning are people who do know how to swim, and that's particularly in open bodies of water. And you never want to have somebody unattended. You never want your child swimming unattended. Even an adult shouldn't swim alone in the water. And then having those life jackets, having fencing around your home pools, these are all layers of protection. So not just one thing is going to be what's going to protect your child. It's various things that you're doing.
So now even pools, you know, when kids grow up with a pool around them, they figure they're pretty safe and they're used to it. And the mother might be in the kitchen and be like, okay, you and your friends can go in, you know, and right there, you're letting kids guard each other.
Exactly. And, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, we know that drowning is the number one injury-related death for children ages 1 to 4. And so those are the kids you think, okay, this is a child who wasn't a strong swimmer or even a good, you know, swimmer at all. But that risk of drowning is actually the number two related injury-related death for children up to age 15, and that's because you've got kids who are horsing around. So, you know, your older kids who you go, oh, you know, they know how to swim, and they've been in the water, and we've got a pool. Those are the kids who mess around in the pool and take risks and do crazy, stupid things. And then if you want to throw in another level of underage drinking, you know, kids who are drinking alcohol are at great risk for drowning. So no, you don't want to leave your kids out in the pool unattended while you're cooking dinner. You have to be present and watching your kids.
And even things such as hot tubs and smaller, you know, those little blow-up pools and those things, those can present a hazard too. Give us tips for those.
Right. And, you know, we mentioned this alarming thing all the time, and people go, really? A baby could drown in a couple inches of bathtub water? Really? Or just in a bucket of water? Yes, they can, because if their face is immersed and they're not breathing, they're at risk of drowning. And so you can't leave your child unattended in a bathtub. You can't leave your child unattended in a baby pool. And you know what? If you have one of those little baby blow-up pools, at the end of the day, you flip it over and get rid of the water, because even if your child isn't running around outside, and maybe some other child is going to venture into your backyard, you don't want to leave any of those pools of water out there for a child to be at risk.
And really, Dr. Brown, it happens so fast.
It does. And, you know, I have a horrible story to share, but I actually had a patient who was 4 who died in a drowning accident a few summers ago. And, you know, he was a child who had taken swim lessons, who was in a public pool with a lifeguard on duty, with plenty of moms all around. And he actually was under a body of, it was one of those umbrella kind of water features where the water was like a waterfall feature. And he just couldn't get enough air. The water was on in all over his face, and he went under the surface. So, you know, these are these precautionary tales that we share, that, you know, you think your child is protected, you're in a public place, you've got a lifeguard, you're there, how could anything go awry? And really, you just need to be aware at all times that water is fun, but water can be dangerous, and you want to make sure your child is having fun in a safe way.
And your best advice in the last minute for getting parents to really open their eyes and pay attention to this, because it's not something we can take lightly.
No, and again, you know, you just can't be distracted. And you can even, you know, if it's several parents who are going out for a day to go swimming with their kids, you know, put somebody in the instead of the designated driver zone, put them in the designated water attendant or water guardian zone, and they know that that's their job, and somebody's going to go, you know, one mom's going to run to the bathroom or one mom's going to do something else. Well, make sure that you always have somebody who's designated to be constantly scanning the water and making sure they know where the kids are at all times. Or even if you're in your home and you've got a pool in the backyard, you need to make sure that you know where your kids are at all times, and they're not going to be able to walk out the back door and get into the pool area without you knowing about it.
And enforce those safety rules. No pushing others underwater, no pushing into the pool, pushing off of piers, because it's those unexpected things that can put our children at risk. It's about keeping our children healthy. They're in the name, Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.